I got a new Tinder match. It looks very fake. Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
Welcome to the society.
Woo! Okay.
They can't see it, I know. Spare fingers. I did it.
You did?
Yes. No one saw. Mm. Why are you looking at my fingers? I know.
Now you're doing it.
Now I did spare fingers. Dude, they don't need to know. We're not recording video today. Why you gotta tell people I'm not doing spare fingers?
Because the people deserve the truth.
They deserve the truth. You deserve the truth. Yeah. You deserve real Robert spare fingers.
Hey, Robert's average.
Bro, I thought we were moving on from that topic. All right. You see how you are? Spare fingers and average. That's what I get from Angel.
I'm going with that.
Uh-huh. Whatever. Where we go? Haven't we been there before?
Yeah.
Did we review them?
No.
We just like to drink there.
We brought it up,
but we didn't do a show.
No.
All right. Cool. So where did we go?
We don't know.
You're supposed to know. You do the introduction of the place always.
All right. We went to Groundswell Brewing Company.
Groundswell Brewing Company.
In Chula Vista. They got two locations, Chula Vista and Mission Gorge.
For the record, we've been trying to review Mission Gorge for maybe at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. I think the first time Google said they were open and
they weren't
open. And the second time around, I think
we didn't check.
No, we didn't check. They were closed.
They were closed that day.
So it's like,
so here we are.
Yeah. We went to Chula Vista.
We went to Chula Vista because we got tired of trying to review the other one. Chula Vista was open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Saturday night. So yeah, let's. Better be open on a Saturday night.
It's right on Main Street, downtown Chula Vista, man.
3rd Avenue.
I wanted to head over to Felipe's.
That pizza place?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Nah.
Why?
Nah, what's the other one down the street?
Which one?
Buca?
Huh?
Oh, not Buca, not Felipe's. There's another pizza place down the street that's really good. It has an arcade. It's old school.
That's it.
It's not Felipe's. No, it's not Felipe's.
Oh, I thought that's what I was what I was thinking of.
That's something else.
That's what I was thinking of. They have an arcade and pool tables and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, why don't you like it?
No, it's not Felipe's. That's something else.
I thought it was that.
No.
Which one is it then? Damn, it's going to bug me. We're going to Google it at some point in the night so we can tell you which one it is.
Yeah.
But for now, Groundswell.
All right.
What do you think?
We've been there before. It never disappoints.
Yep.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that they brew their own beer.
Yeah.
I thought they were just a tap house. Every time I go, I don't know why it escapes my mind.
If you look at the menu, they only have 7, 8 beers that they brew.
That's enough.
Right? And then they got 20 other beers that they don't, but they have on tap.
Most of them are local.
Most of them are local. Yeah. So most are from San Diego, but then you got some from Ventura.
The Ventura one I had was really good.
L.A., I saw Brooklyn, saw Portland.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up. I got a picture of it somewhere. I had one from Ventura. It was a hazy IPA.
Mm.
It was really, really good. It is Made West Hazy IPA from Ventura, California, 7%.
Mm.
No problem. It was good.
Yeah, we had pizza too. Pizza was good.
It was.
Yeah.
I was actually really surprised.
Uh-huh.
We never had the pizza there.
No.
We've seen people eat the pizza.
Yeah.
But we never had it. And I get really weird about pizza, man. I will eat Little Caesars knowing I'm getting Little Caesars. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
You get it knowing it's a cheaper pizza.
Yeah.
So when I go to places and they got pizza, it's I get really disappointed if it's you're expecting high quality pizza and then you pull out Little Caesars, essentially. But this one was good.
Yeah.
Handmade pizza dough.
Yeah.
It looks like the it was a thin crust, but just perfect in my opinion. I like
it. It was good. It wasn't great. Wasn't bad. I've had
a lot worse. You started with it wasn't great.
It wasn't great. It was good though.
It was good for a drunk night.
It was good enough for me to be like, I'll buy this again.
Dude, you ate most of the pizza.
Did I?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. It was chest day.
I had two slices and that pizza was gone.
I saved two for you.
Oh, yeah? You're so nice. Yeah.
Well, you were gone. When the pizza came, you were gone. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to help myself.
You know, that's the type of friendship we have, okay? Yeah, I got in there and the pizza was halfway gone.
Yeah.
That's what I get for taking a phone call in the middle of the review.
I saved you some.
Thanks. All right, so what are we drinking? Which one are we going to try right now? We brought two.
Yeah.
I might drink both. It might be an interesting show.
Yeah, well, we are reviewing two beers. Not the first time, but it's not. We don't do this very often.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes for a long show, that's why.
Yeah, so while we were drinking there, while I gave Rob the cans, we were, what were we doing? Reminiscing.
Reminiscing?
Yeah.
About what? Tell the people.
Well, like, if people don't know, Robert and I dropped out of high school.
Thanks for telling everybody.
Yeah, but we eventually got our shit together and got our shit. But originally, we both dropped out. And we're talking about how we dropped out,
so basically. For the record, by the way, I never got my diploma or GED.
No?
So I did a program, supposedly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I did, like, a thing, and it was, like, a fake. They took my money.
Oh, yeah.
I found that out when I wanted to. So I went to like college, a city college or something. Yeah. And I was trying to enroll for like a contractor thing or like project management classes or something.
Yeah.
And I was trying to enroll. And that's when I found out that the diploma I got wasn't accredited. That like the school was still there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't an accredited school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So basically it was worthless.
Wow.
Never really needed it. Other than that, like the one time I wanted to use it was to like enroll for to learn a couple of things as far as like for what I was doing at that. I'm still doing that basically, project managing.
Yeah,
I was trying to better myself.
Yeah,
yeah. I learned it on the fly. Basically,
no, nowadays you can get your GED online.
I never needed it, man. I'm a contractor now. I got everything I wanted. At the end of the day, I'm working.
When I dropped out, freaking, I was out for like a couple months before like I decided to go to home studies.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I went to Garfield.
Garfield. Yeah. Damn.
Garfield. I went to somewhere else. And I bounced around for that shit.
It never even bothered me, man.
Yeah. So I went like, Garfield was easy. Like, I went to Garfield once a week.
Uh-huh.
I turned in my shit. And they gave me more shit to do. Take it home. The only time I stayed there for more than 5 minutes was to do like a quiz or a test or whatever.
I was already working when I dropped out of high school. And I haven't stopped working since. And like I said, I never needed it. I just, when I did an application, I always put high school graduate. Yes. they never asked for it.
I got the proper documentation. But you know what though? After all that shit.
Uh-huh. Tell me when you use it.
Nobody ever asked for it, bro. It's just sitting there. I'm like, I have it if you want to see it. But nobody ever asked for it.
I remember when I was filling out my contractor paperwork for the contractor board. And I'm filling it out, man. I was stressing out because I knew I didn't have a diploma. And I didn't know if I needed one.
Yeah.
And I go and I'm talking to the guy. And I'm like, man, I got to come clean with you. I'm not a high school graduate. He's like, good. We don't need you to be one. you know, like money.
You know, people are like, listen to this shit. I'm like, dang. But at the same time, hey, he's building houses and buildings and shit like that.
I'm building you houses. Yeah. So y'all, the high school dropout is building you a house.
Yeah, so don't talk shit, all right? Because the house, he probably, if you live in a newer house, he probably built it. So.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So what are we drinking right now? Because right, so I want to open mine
one,
up.
All right, first one. Let's go with... Blaze and Haze.
Cool, that's the one I want to start with.
So Blaze and Haze, it's a hazy IPA, 7.4. Yeah, 7.4.
It didn't sound that sexy when I opened it.
No?
I'm just saying. The lady, she was super young. That chick, she was like 21 in a day, I swear. We didn't even grab her name. Mm, we no, didn't.
No.
Well, the chick, there's her favorite, she says. So, chick from the brewery, we're drinking your favorite beer.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah.
So this I'm going to try it.
So, yeah, she recommended this one, so let's try it.
I'm ready. You going?
Go. No, go ahead.
Dale, yeah. I was going to, but yeah, dale.
I touched less with it.
Chingale.
All right.
Hazy IPA. You can't go wrong with the hazy, though. What do you think? Uh-oh, I don't know if I like that look. Maybe I should have tried it first.
It's good.
It's good. I'm already disappointed, man.
Why?
Because I had a really good hazy while I was there.
Well, you know what? I've had really good hazies.
The one I had was really good.
And
what?
I wouldn't put it in my top three.
You know what? Shut up, dude. Don't say nothing else. Hold on. Go ahead. I got to try it.
So we were talking about how we dropped out. Like, I dropped out for initially with Sally. I just went up to the counselor. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. It's not my thing.
All right.
And then like, I felt like he didn't go fuck. He was like, oh, no. Don't.
Oh,
don't.
No. Please don't. My counselor tried to talk me out of it.
Did he?
Yeah. Hold on. So my thoughts on this one, I think you're tripping. I started with a hazy there.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm already on a hazy mood. Mm-hmm. I like it. I don't know if I would call it top three, but definitely top 10. Personally, good beer, mm-hmm. solid, true to his name, IPA, well, hazy IPA. And the percentage isn't bad on it, man.
No, I have a couple of these. You're good.
For sure.
You're Gucci.
For sure. So,
kinda like, no, go ahead.
I was going to tell you how I dropped out of high school.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's ahead. A story.
Mic drop?
I had a mic drop moment, for sure. So, I went, and the story started with me being real sick for like 2 weeks. I was real sick. I had the flu. Hadn't been to school. Lost a lot of work, basically, school-wise. Every teacher was letting me make up all my classes, except for one dickhead-ass teacher that had to prove a point. Okay? So this fool tells me, no, you're too far behind, and you're just going to have, we'll let you walk. He tells me, he's like, we'll let you walk, but you're going to have to take summer school to get your diploma. And I'm like, I'm not walking and not getting a diploma. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's not how it works. I'm like, so you're not going to let me walk? You're not going to let me make up my classes? He goes, nope. I said, cool, I'm getting up now, and I'm started like, walking towards the door, mm-hmm. there was a few colorful words in between. I can't remember all of them, but I basically told him, F off. And then he goes, where are you going? Take your seat. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. I'm out. Mm-hmm. And I get up. I'm already up walking towards the door. And he tries to, like pull, like an authority to go take your seat or, like, trying to, like,
mm-hmm.
block me in a sense. And I'm like, fool, this is what dropping out looks like. Fuck you. And I walked out the class.
Damn, bro.
That's it.
I would have taken off my boxers and thrown at you. Like,
sexy. So I left. And then I went to the counselor. My counselor actually tried for like maybe like 3-4 minutes
mm-hmm.
to talk me out of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He tried. And then I'm like, dude, are you going to pull out the paperwork or I'm just going to bounce? We could do this officially or unofficially. Either way, I ain't coming back.
You signed paperwork?
I signed paperwork.
I didn't sign no paperwork.
I did.
I didn't do it.
Then my counselor did it officially.
Oh, no. I just walked out. When I talked to my counselor for like a minute and he like walked out.
I had like a 5-minute convo and basically gave him an ultimatum because he didn't want to do the paperwork.
No.
And I was like, you're either going to give it to me or not. But either way, I'm walking out of here.
Yeah, I just walked out.
My mom was so mad.
I think my counselor was like, name was Dyson.
Dyson. I don't remember my high school counselor, man. You remember your high school counselor, bro? Yeah,
I had Dyson and Richardson.
Damn. Yeah. I don't remember who mine was. I can't even explain to you what they look like. I don't remember.
One was kind of looked like an English teacher, and the other one looked like he was like an ex-cop.
I don't know. I was very high through high school, so.
And then like 6 months later, after 6 months of me just eating Cheetos and watching TV, watching Oprah, I'm like, I think I should go back to school.
That was it. That's how that happened for me. And I was out. Haven't missed it.
Yeah. Somebody said this, and he listens. And he brought up the fact that his kid was having good grades. Good grades. Like, oh, you know, good grades, you know, awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. I mean, when I had a D, I had D's in most classes, right? Back then it was passing.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah. For sure.
And I mentioned that. And he threw out the word, no, don't listen, don't say that, don't say that.
I remember this convo now. I was there.
Yeah, I understand, you know, from a parent's perspective, right? I get it, you know, don't go that route. Yeah. I'm making a fucking joke. And he said, look, now they got a podcast. Hey, get D's and you get a podcast. Hey. Good trade off.
Hey, you know what, man? We have fun.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that a high school diploma is good to have.
Yeah.
In general. Going through high school is really, I think it's like one of those things like that you need to go through in life.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, you do. You need to socialize. You need to experience the up and downs. Because there's a lot of ups, but there's a lot of downs, too.
I'm really upset that my son does homeschool by choice.
He's missing out on the good stuff.
I keep trying to explain to him, man. I'm like, you know what? What you don't know, he's going to graduate this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, what you don't understand is that I didn't graduate, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
The experience.
Yeah. So, we're not promoting dropping out. We're definitely promoting going through the high school experience. It's a must.
God forbid you guys drop out and get D's and start a podcast.
I think it's important to go through it, though.
No,
the high school experience.
And you know what? And a handful of us went out last night, right? Me, Rob, a good job friend, and Ojitos went out. There was a couple of guys in the group that couldn't make it because of family and work.
They got life.
Yeah, they got life. We all got lives. But if it wasn't for high school, all of our friendship wouldn't have existed.
We wouldn't even have a podcast.
The only one in the group that wasn't with us in high school is the Marine. But other than that, every one of us met each other in high school.
In high school.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good experience. I was telling my kid that he's turning 18. He wants to move out. And that's cool. I moved out, like, let's put it this way. I was married, moved out by like 18 and like 18 and a half.
I remember.
You remember? I was out. I remember. And I left the city. Remember?
Yeah.
You went to Arizona. I grew up real quick. Had a kid.
Well, first of all, you look like you were 30 in high school.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's true. I was the only one with the full gold team.
I bet you, I think in my sophomore year, and back then we were in the little band thing, and you were the drummer. So they're like, oh, we found a drummer.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so when they brought you over during lunch, I was like, who the fuck is this 30-year-old fucker? And I'm like, back then, I looked like I was in fucking middle school. I was skinny, baby skinny face.
Yep.
And this guy's coming in with a freaking goatee, thick-ass goatee. And I'm like, he looked like one of the motherfuckers that listen to Limp Bizkit.
I remember that during high school, I was already buying beer.
Yeah.
Like they weren't carding me.
Yeah. You were our beer guy for the parties. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he came in. He's like, I'm the drummer. And I'm like looking at him like, this motherfucker's 30. And then fucking over 20 years later, look at us.
And I was younger than you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, by like a year. I was a sophomore, and I thought you were definitely a senior.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, this guy's a sophomore.
I just didn't shave. So I was telling my kid, to wrap up the story, that high school was important, cool. You already missed that scenario, but the next scenario is just equally as important in my books. That he, if he's gonna move out, I was telling him that he should move out and like get like a couple of roommates. Just go out, get some roommates, go through the experience. Not necessarily living with your girlfriend and stuff like that. Friends, it's a good experience. So if you could afford to move on your own, do that and do that for a little bit, and then decide if you want to move in with your girlfriend or get married or whatever you're going to do long-term-wise. But having that little bit of experience of having your own freedom-ish without having anybody. I'm like, Robert, you're going to move out. And if you move in with your girlfriend, basically you're going to have another you're going to go from one person that tells you what to do to another. Oh, you get it?
Yeah.
He's so young. I love him to death. I hope he moves out with some roommates for a little bit.
I mean, he's smart. But I feel like he's missing out on a lot of shit.
Yeah. And I really would like for him to have that experience. What I was telling him was like Robert, you don't even know. You're going to move out. Let's say you move out with some roommates. Yeah. Here's what's going to happen. Your girlfriend's going to be there 24/7.
Pretty much.
Anyways.
Yeah.
The only difference is she can go home.
Yeah.
he doesn't get that. You get that.
I get it.
You get it.
Yeah.
Most of our listeners will get it.
Yeah.
She can go home.
We're all young.
Yeah.
we're all young at one point. You know?
So, I hope he makes a good decision. Either way, I'll support it.
But you know what? That's And see, that's the kind of a shit that you get to make the mistake doing while you were young. While you were young. So he's gonna experience that shit. That part he's gonna experience the hard way.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
I was trying to help.
But like your son's almost fucking 18, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, I mean, I'm not a parent. Parents, you gotta let your kids, you know, branch out a little bit, and they gotta get burned every now and then just so they can learn. So that's life. That was high school. You know, back then, like you were from middle school to high school, and then you start talking to girls, right? And it doesn't always work out. You get burned.
Yeah.
You know, then same thing with school shit. You know, you're gonna get burned every now and then.
So that's then you get a bad rap, all sorts of shit.
Yeah, and that was before cell phones.
Shit. Imagine, bro. We'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
If I was in high school nowadays, oh man.
No, trouble. I think kids don't know how good it was back in our day before cell phones.
It was chill.
Yeah.
They were coming out like they were already out, but they were coming out like more for like daily use.
Yeah.
You know, because they've been out since the 80s or so, but in a briefcase.
No, I remember I got my first cell phone right at the end of my senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the pics were fucked up.
It took pics.
Yeah. If they took pics, but fucking, yeah. But nowadays, if you do something stupid.
Somebody's recording it.
Stupid at a party on a Friday night. Everyone's gonna know Monday morning.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, everyone's gonna know Monday morning. You're gonna go in. You're gonna have that bad rap.
It's on TMZ.
Yeah. I'm like, oh look, he's got small dick. You know. He's like, no, I was drunk.
So yeah, I hope he makes good decisions. I think I wouldn't trade anything that I did personally. I was telling him too. I'm like, I moved out. I got married. I had you.
Yeah.
It was great. Mm-hmm. I just think that if I was a little older, I still would have had you. I probably wouldn't have yelled at you as much because I wouldn't have been so naive.
Yeah.
I forgot. I had a conversation with them. I'm like, Rob, what you don't get is that when I was younger, I didn't realize that you were living life too.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I maturely picked up as I got older, that you have your life, I have mine. We're just living together.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, if I sit there and just like try to shelter you and don't sit straight, military style, don't do nothing, do this. And you know, like that strict, you don't have a childhood. Mm-hmm. Or you don't have a memorable childhood. Going out, playing football on the street, doing, you know, dumb stuff. I had a kid this week that went into my yard to grab a, like they were playing like football or something. He ran into my yard to grab a ball. And everything was good until I realized that he left the front gate open. And I have a dog.
Yeah.
So at that point, that was like the one and only thing I had a problem with. That, cause we were kids. How many times you run into do we hop so many fences and get balls and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's part of growing up. He used the gate. We used to hop the gates.
I mean, we're dumb too.
You know? So I knew who he was because he's like, he lives in the apartments next door to me.
Yeah.
So I waited till I saw him and I'm like, hey, man, come here real quick. And I'm like, hey, I just want to let you know real quick. I don't want to talk to your mom or nothing. I just He's like 10 years old. I'm like, whenever you lose a ball or a toy or whatever, go ahead and go get it. Just make sure my dog's not outside. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to walk into my yard, close the gate behind you.
Yeah.
Please. That's it. Huh? You more than welcome to come grab your toys.
Yeah.
Just lock the gate.
Yeah.
I don't want my dog to run out.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All happy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're kids, bro.
Yeah.
I would have had a different reaction if I was 20.
Yeah.
I would have been all livid and pissed. And it's like, you live and learn. So that's what I was telling Rob. Like, you would have probably had a very similar childhood. I'm still here loving you, doing all that. But I probably would have let you be a kid a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you pick up as you get wiser.
Yeah. The older you get, the wiser you get, right? Yeah.
So that's what I was telling Rob. You're not going to listen to what I'm telling you because you're going to go through it. And when you're like 30, you're going to say, Dad was right.
Yeah. Hopefully he hadn't fucked up that much.
But it happens. We all got to go through it.
Yeah.
It happens, man. Yeah. I wouldn't change it, personally.
Yeah.
What do you think? When you have kids, do you think you're going to be on their ass all day?
Oh, man.
Or you're going to let them be kids? You're older.
I'm older.
So,
yeah.
What type of a parent do you think you would be?
I grew up as a kid with an asshole dad.
Yeah.
All right. So he was abusive.
So do you think you would be way?
I would not be that way.
Okay.
So like that route, I will not go.
Uh-huh.
Even though I got people say I got little temper tantrums. I don't think I've ever raised my hand on a kid. If I have a kid, I would never raise my hand on a kid.
Yeah.
So then I went from that to having my stepdad, which is a totally 180.
Dude.
Yeah. So.
What's the saying? God rest his soul or whatever. Yeah. But he was a good man. Yeah. I remember.
And he had no kids.
I remember one thing.
What's that?
And I just got chills.
Oh.
I remember one thing. I remember when you went from calling him by his name to dad.
Yeah.
I lived that.
Yeah.
In our friendship. That's when I realized that he was a really good man.
Yeah.
Because you went from his name to to dad.
I mean, my little sister didn't make it easy for him either at first. Didn't make it easy. But he stuck around.
He was good.
He was good.
Yeah.
You know, back when you're younger, you don't realize it. But as I got older, you realize he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Took care of us like we were his own.
Yeah, for sure.
So I grew up with those two different types.
Yeah. So based on that, when you have a kid, you're going to be able to reason with those two scenarios.
Yeah.
That's why it's good to have kids older, personally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean, if it goes down that route, then So I have to, it's sad to say that I had to live through the abusive part, but at the same time, I learned from it.
You know what, man? Even, I don't know what you went through, but honestly, even if it builds character for you and the person you are right now.
See, I
you don't think so?
No.
I think personally, if the experiences you have in life make you the person you are.
That's true in to a certain extent.
You want to know why I say that?
What's that?
Because you yourself right now said you would never put your hands on a kid. No. The experiences you had in life made you reason that.
Yeah.
So you understand? Yeah. Like I don't mind spanking. Nalgada. Tres nalgadas y a dormir is a common saying at my house.
But at the same time, I don't say that. See, that's raising my hand. Like, back when I got, like, with a belt cord and like that. Yeah.
I say, as a joke, I tell all the kids when they're being bad, tres nalgadas y a dormir. Three spankings in the butt and go to bed.
So, like, that's one story where I got, like, so back, this is already to the point where I've got my ass kicked a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
So, there was one time that my mom spanked me.
Uh-oh.
Right? And she did, like, the whole spanking in the butt thing. I laughed. I laughed because I'm like, I've been through worse. I'm like, this is all you got? Is this all you got? And my grandma did the same thing with the broom. I think I cried with that one. But at the same time, I'm like, it's okay.
That's funny, man. Yeah, it happens, man. We went through life.
Yeah.
So what's been going on this week or 2 weeks on news and stuff like that?
They got the balloon thing.
So where do you stand on? So they were saying balloons and UFOs. And to be clear, when I say UFO, I use it as the term of what's the words like
unidentified flying object.
Okay, so not necessarily has to be aliens. Okay, when I say UFOs,
yeah.
So it's just they supposedly air quotes. I'm putting air quotes up. Supposedly, it's an unidentified flying object. What do you think about that?
The balloon thing.
Balloon thing.
Supposedly, they're from China.
And what are they doing?
I don't know. From the pictures that I fucking saw,
yeah,
it looks like communication shit, like
video.
I don't think video, because they got satellites for that shit. It could be video, but from what I saw, it looks like mostly that maybe if it's China, maybe they're doing the shady shit and trying to pick up like communication shit.
I didn't see what they were. I just saw like the news. But I didn't see pictures. Kind of so like you saw pictures?
Kind of like antenna looking motherfucker.
Really?
Thing? Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So is it like a big ass like balloon?
Nah.
What is it when they say that?
It's not, well, it's noticeable to see it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, I think they do that. And I've read an article. It's, they do balloons, I guess, right now. It's because they're harder to pick up on radar.
Okay, so are we just talking about like helium balloons,
weather,
like yeah. like just a basic ass like you pick up at Party like, City balloon?
You seen a weather balloon, right?
Huh?
You seen a weather balloon?
Yes. Well, it looks like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And they shot down some shit in Alaska.
Yeah.
There was a UFO.
It's probably another balloon.
You think it was another balloon?
Like if you go down the UFO route and thinks aliens, I think...
Not aliens. I'm using unidentified flying objects.
Well, people think aliens when they hear UFO.
I know, but that's why I'm clarifying.
It's got to be another balloon.
You think so?
Yeah. Because the first one supposedly went through Alaska, I think, and then went down through Canada, then down the States.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty sure it's a balloon. And they shot another one over Canada. And I think one of the balloons, I think they shot down four or five so far. And I think one of the balloons belonged to a hobbyist.
Really?
Yeah. Because apparently a lot of people do that shit. They put
what the fuck?
They put GoPros on the fucking balloons and, you know, send it up. And then you got the amateur meteorologists.
Yeah.
You know, they do that shit. So it's a common, not a super common thing, but it's a common thing.
Huh.
To where, like, there's a lot of these floating
we
out
should
there.
Buy a Beer Belly Society balloon.
So you get shot down by the military?
Why not?
Oh, shit.
And we'll put Beer Belly Society all over
right.
it. Hey, publicity.
All right. So they're shooting down this cheap-ass balloon with, like, fucking missiles that are fucking thousands of dollars.
I know. Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing, right? Yeah.
So, like, the fucking comments were fucking hilarious. So the first one they shot down over the Atlantic Ocean... Fucking, they were using like F-22s. So if you don't know, the F-22s,
not a clue,
are like the one of the most advanced fighter jets out there right now.
Okay,
so like the F-35s, multiple countries have them.
Yeah,
multiple countries had their hand in it.
Uh huh.
The F-22s are the only is so advanced that the U.S. government does not want to release it to any other countries. Like countries want to buy it, but they're like, nah, this is our shit.
Really?
So, like, the most advanced fighter jets, I guess, in the U.S.
Huh.
So, they use an F-22
yeah.
to shoot down a balloon.
They probably cost $200.
You could have used the cheapest fucking jet you have in the fucking U.S. military to shoot that shit down.
But what? So my question is, do they know it's a balloon when they're shooting at it?
Yeah, because they already knew it was a balloon already.
So why can't they just, David and Goliath and just throw a rock at it or something? Ain't that cheaper?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go that route, I mean,
I got a slingshot.
I could tell you a couple. It went over Montana and all that. I mean, all those states where, like, it's... Legal to like walk around with guns.
Yeah,
I said pretty sure. Like, you know, if you get the green light, I'm gonna fucking shoot this shit down.
Somebody.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if it goes over, I feel like if it goes over Texas, dude, someone's gonna shoot it down before the Air Force has to.
I'm just saying, bro. The motherfuckers out there don't play with guns. They take their gun shit seriously over there.
What else is on the news right now?
Just nothing other than that shit.
That's it?
That's like the thing of the month, the balloons.
The thing of the month?
Hey, you know, if you want to go another route, I mean, that's that depressing shit going on in Ohio. That fire?
What fire? We got a fire?
Ohio?
Well, there's a fire in Ohio?
There's a train derailment. Oh. And they're fucking all these chemicals are burning over there.
How many people died so far?
I don't think any, but a bunch of animals have died.
Well, that's bad too.
Yeah, the water's all fucked up, and there's a bunch of shit that's in Ohio that we fucking like companies like Kellogg's, beer companies like Anheuser-Busch, and all that shit. That's their distribution hub over there.
Well, it sounds like Anheuser-Busch is prices are gonna go up. Okay, that's what that sounds like.
Yeah, so that's the shit right now. It's like, oh man, it's like a lot of shit going on. I got a feeling 2023 is gonna be fucked up.
Why? I don't know, man. Something crazy.
I mean, since COVID, I feel like everything's like every year is just something. No,
but it's not even just COVID, bro. Have you pay attention? Pay attention, and you know what? Let's talk about that on the next show. Well, maybe not the next show because we have a couple special guests planned for the next couple.
Yeah.
But let's do some homework, real shit. Uh-huh. And I really, really think, and I may not be mistaken, or I may be mistaken, but almost every single year there is something that's going to kill us. Something that's just crazy. Every year, something is up that is just crazy.
Yeah, and I told you this before.
Uh-huh.
It's fear.
Fear-based economy.
A fear-based economy, yeah. And the fear is what drives people to watch the news and to read articles and to fucking get on social media. And people believe everything they on social media, and I'm kind of talk shit about my mom a little bit, but
your mom just learned how to send prayers through social media. Okay, you know,
but like every other day, like, mijo, the world's gonna end. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about, ma? And she's like, the river in Iraq is drying up. It's in the Bible, in Revelations. Uh-huh. The demons are coming. I'm like, yes, mother.
You know what? Just when you just say yes, that's it.
That's what I say. Yes, mother. Whatever you say, the world's ending again, okay?
Got it. So, we're going to have your mom on the show.
It's like every little thing. I'm like, what'd you read that, mom? Oh, it's on Facebook.
It's on TikTok.
Yeah. I still don't even know what's... Oh, God. If I got her into TikTok? Oh, no.
You guys got her into TikTok?
No, she would never put that phone down.
Bro,
she's already obsessed with Facebook shit.
I'm really confused about TikTok right now.
Why?
Because I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Grown ass man.
Yeah.
And I'm really conflicted that on my feed, on the For You, maybe because I'm like, a couple of times I was like, wait a minute, did I just see that? So I had to watch it again. But there's a lot of like just titties.
Yeah.
Did you notice?
Yeah.
Like, it's a trend? Is that what's going on right now? No,
the same thing on Instagram.
No, I'm saying, like, basically, like there's chicks that are posting, like, accidental slips. I just air quoted the shit out of that. Accidental slips.
I don't think I've seen those.
Bro, they're coming up on my feed.
Are they?
And I'm like... So I'm telling you, a couple of times, like, what the fuck, did I just see that? No, so I watched it again, and it got me. And now it's on my fucking feed.
And did you like it?
I don't like shit. I'm that guy that watches a video and don't like it.
Nah.
I'm that dickhead.
So you don't want on the hub that just watch the same video 10 times, but you don't never like it?
Yeah. Basically.
Oh, okay.
But long story short, it's coming up on my feed, and I don't know how I feel about that because I have a teenager.
I'm pretty sure he's probably watching the same thing. Just remember when you were a teenager, we didn't have TikTok back then.
We had Cinemax.
Yeah, magazines.
And I grew up in a Christian household.
Yeah,
so there wasn't a whole lot in my house.
Yeah,
we didn't even. I remember that My sister was just talking about this the other day, that she wanted to go see a concert when she was younger, uh-huh. and my tia was going to take her, pay for the whole ticket, pay for the night, do the whole thing, take her 100% cost-free to my parents and my sister. Mm-hmm. My parents said no.
Who the fuck was it?
And it was somebody really popular. I don't even remember no more. But we were sitting there on my birthday last week. We're sitting there at the table having dinner, and my tia started talking about it. And I'm like, and I don't know what happened to your dad and mom. Because now they let you guys do, well, they would, now they would let you guys do whatever. But back then they were so strict.
Yeah.
She says, if you guys were kids right now, you would get away with 30 times more things than you got away when you were younger.
Yeah.
She told me.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what one of my tias literally at the dinner table was telling us that. And it's,
it's true.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, next beer.
Next beer. You already finished your beer?
Yeah.
All right, talk about it so I can finish mine.
All right.
Explain it.
So we're now drinking Hubba Hubba. It's a double IPA.
Oh, we go from a hazy to a double IPA, like a West Coast, or what is it?
No, so it's just a double IPA. Hoppy Tropical Smooth. So the drink is called Hubba Hubba.
Hoppy Tropical? Is it a hazy?
No, it says double IPA.
All right, I'm doing first thoughts.
Go ahead.
Cause it's going to be such a shock to the taste buds.
You probably should have gone from a double thin to a hazy.
Yeah. Sometimes we learn that there's a certain way to drink beer, and we keep fucking it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's do this. Well, at the same time, there's a brewer, a owner of a brewery, co-owner, down in Mexico, who listens to the show. Uh-huh. It's he listens because he mentioned this, and I was messaging him. He mentioned this.
That?
No. He mentioned that we're talking about beer. So, I'll be sure to exclude the, I'm paraphrasing, like the sours and the pilsners. And I'm like,
you listen.
Yeah, so he'll come across this episode. Hey, I'm extending an invite whenever.
Definitely.
Let me know.
All right. My thoughts.
Go ahead.
I thought it was going to be a really shock going from one to another.
I didn't read the
when
percentage.
This thing says that it's tropical.
Yeah.
It's actually a really smooth transition from the hazy to here. I like it.
Oh, is that good? Got a little description again right here. A double IPA, Hubba Hubba, is a huge on flavor and aroma, generosity, dry hop with more than 1 pound hops per barrel. The tropical and citrus fruit aroma and flavor creates a highly drinkable, refreshing beer. Hey, that's coming from a D-average student right there. I can read.
Hey, bro, it tastes really good.
Does it?
Going from the hazy to there, I thought it was going to be like a super punch in the face. It's really smooth, actually.
Let's see here.
Try it out. I like it, dude. Well, I can't wait to do our reviews right now as far as on the end of the show. What do you think?
That's right. It's definitely tropical. Tropical. I taste it.
Almost, to me, going from a hazy, it almost tastes like a fucking hazy. But
the description right here, hoppy, tropical, and smooth.
Uh huh.
It's spot on right there.
Look, I want to see how it looks. Let me see. Oh, did you see that color?
Light.
Super light.
Yeah.
Uh huh. We're drinking out of the can, so we can't see what it looks like.
I can't see the percentage, though.
It's, where is it?
Can't see it.
Percentage. Where is it? I don't even see.
What's a double? I'm assuming like maybe an 8.
At least. It looks like a super light IPA as far as 8. Color.
8.3. Yeah.
Color wise, it definitely looks like just straight IPA.
Yeah.
No haze in it.
Yeah.
But it tastes, to me, I could taste that fruitiness.
Yeah.
It's on point for me.
Yeah.
I would drink this again. I would drink both of these again.
Yeah. The more I drank the Blazing Haze, the more I liked it.
Yeah.
So, but this one, I'll fuck with it more than with the Blazing Haze because it's a double, it's stronger, and it's good. So, while we're drinking this now, We'll talk about what happened last night.
We went out drinking.
Yeah, so like Ralph's birthday was last week. He did his own thing over there over the weekend. Thank you for everyone who
donated.
Yeah, well, who first generously gave him beer money.
Yes.
And what was left was donated to I don't remember. Hey,
for the record,
yeah,
you're not saying this right.
No.
Look up where it got donated, yeah. But the way this happened was Angel hits me up and says, "Hey, do you mind if we, like, for the show, we ask for beer money for your birthday?" I'm like, "Yeah, fuck it, you know?" So I send you my Venmo, the link, and we did a whole thing. And then I started getting a couple bucks in, and I was like, "Man, you know what? We should definitely donate some money." We didn't even have a number, but I did have a charity in mind because we had just got done reviewing. What was the place we went to?
Burning Beard.
Yeah. And the dude there was a super chill dude that we've seen at other places. And I remember he works at, I guess, multiple breweries. And he's part of, or I guess he just donates his time for a kid's fishing thing. Yeah. Captain Rolo's.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, this would be a good opportunity to donate some money.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and we didn't even have a number, but at the end, once we went through the weekend, people were donating even as small as $5 at a time. And at the end of the day, we collected some money and I donated half of the money.
Yeah.
And we drank on the other half today.
Yeah. So
for everybody that donated, thank you. And at $5 at a time, y'all helped us sponsor today's show.
Yeah. So thank you. We donated the money. You donated the money.
Yep.
So
half of the money.
Yeah.
I was gonna do like 10%.
Hey, it's for a good cause. So.
It was. I like fishing. Actually, I would love to go out. I haven't seen what they do officially 100%, but mm-hmm. I love fishing. Mm-hmm. I personally would like to go fishing, and I don't know if they basically like get together on a Saturday, take a couple kids out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the whole thing is, but they're doing kid stuff.
See, and I don't mind I don't mind fishing.
You don't like fishing,
but I don't have the patience.
It's not about it's not even about the fish sometimes, bro.
You told me before, is this kind of like escaping?
For me, that's what it is. It's kind of just, I use it as a, like, just thought process.
I get that way, but you didn't get that way if I just sit down somewhere dark and quiet. But like fishing, like, I'm like the impatient, I'm like, motherfuckers bite. You know? But fucking, so back to last night. So, Rod's little B-Day thing, we went to a Kilowatt.
Yes.
The speakeasy. At Forbidden Cove.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We got yelled at.
By whom?
By the manager. Not our manager, by the manager there, I think. Wasn't she the manager there? They came over and told us that who the hell goes to a speakeasy and orders beer? Like Beer Belly Society?
I remember.
You don't remember? And I didn't want to say nothing because I didn't want to like throw names out and shit. I'm like, yeah, we go out to speakeasies and drink beer.
But I said, right?
you out of the whole group, you automatically went right into a drink.
I went to
a mixed drink.
A mixed drink, yeah.
Because that's what a speakeasy's for. Yeah. We get it. I know, but I wanted a beer.
Yeah. Well, we should have had a beer at the bar.
Then you're
like,
right.
To be honest, like, if you're going to go to a speakeasy and just have beer, then you might as well just stay at the bar.
Yeah. You know? I know. So she came over and gave us some shit.
Yeah.
Which was fun. I'm just talking shit. She did it all in good spirit.
Yeah, she did.
And she just wanted to come over and like shoot the shit with us and tell us that you go to a speakeasy to drink the alcohol.
Yeah.
Not beer.
Yeah.
And so we ordered some drinks. And then they mixed me like a special drink for my birthday.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit was so strong.
Yeah.
She gave us shit And I don't know how, I obviously I didn't mix the drink, but that drink tasted like a hit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying. So
we went there, and then after the whole speakeasy thing, we went to get cigars.
Yep. For the first time, I really love my cigar.
Yeah.
I got two.
You did. And I was smoking a fatty. You know, my I was drinking smoking the Blackened cigar of Metallica. Yeah. So that was pretty good. So I'm not going to talk about the cigars and whatever. So we all got, some got drunker than others.
How drunk was I?
You were happy drunk.
I normally am a happy drunk.
But I didn't realize at the time. But it being the next day, I realized we were that group that were like, you know, you ever seen those fucking videos where the guys get drunk? I love you, man.
Yeah, we were. I remember that shit. For the record, I went ahead and started that session by saying, I love you guys. Thank you for spending the time with me, because it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I sincerely meant that, because the group that was there, not all of us were there, but the people that were there, like, that's who I wanted there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you guys, obviously I wanted the other people there.
Yeah.
Where they were missed, but I didn't want to. I wouldn't want to spend time like a birthday night like that with Joe Blow. You know what I mean? Like just anybody. I wanted the five or six of us, basically. Yeah. Six of us, right?
The six of us.
Six of us. Yeah. So I wanted the six of us there. That was it. There was four. One was out of town, and the other one had life.
Family
stuff. Yeah, family stuff. So at the end of the day, even though there was only four of us, but that's who the six of us was who I wanted to spend my day with.
Yeah.
So I was happy to get together, and I basically started a small little speech saying that, and then it turned into a, oh, I love you, man.
Yeah. And this one guy, I mean, like, God bless his soul, man, but like, I think at one point some of us were getting emotional.
Uh-huh.
And it got deep.
Yeah.
It got deep for a second.
I don't remember this. I was drunk.
It got deep.
I had a shot there.
You did. I mean, you and I had the shot.
I know.
Yeah. So we were drinking whiskey, so we just got a shot of Jack. Ugh. So I just kind of made me smile this morning. But like, we were those guys.
We were.
We were those guys.
I love you, bro. We're brothers. I have a homie that gets like that every time he gets drunk.
Does he?
Every single time.
I'd rather have that kind of drunk than the angry drunk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I look at him, I'm like, man, at least I know you like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a good time, though. It was perfect. We had an adult, like, not even an adult, like, teenager rager status, like, or young adult over 21. We had an adult night, as far as like, we went out drinking, but we went out for drinks.
Yeah.
We went out for cigars. We went out for dinner.
Yeah.
Like straight adulting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When we were 21, 22, all of us, that we would have skipped dinner for starters.
Yeah.
We would have gone straight to fucking like the club, mm-hmm. or drinks and alcohol, maybe a party.
We would drink off the bottle.
Yeah.
I remember like a group of us going to TJ and we'll have a bottle of Smirnoff vodka and we'll all take turns just drinking that shit out the bottle before going into TJ.
That's how we did it.
And then Mission Beach, same shit. Passing the fucking bottle of Smirnoff vodka.
Man, but it was a good night. And I felt very grown up.
It was a grown-up-ish.
Birthday night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And like, and then I ain't gonna lie, like on the way back home, I fell asleep in the car.
Dude, screw you, man. I got home, so you were asleep.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize, so I was drinking. I didn't even realize how drunk I was, because I got home and I still got in my car to pick up a chick.
And we do not encourage drinking and driving,
but it was a 5-minute drive.
Oh.
Wow. I should have called an Uber.
You should have. Or but, at least called her an Uber.
I know. Yeah. You know what, man? I wasn't in my senses.
No. No. I'm not going to bring it up on the show, but you did a couple things.
We're gonna avoid that topic. Yeah,
we are going to avoid that topic. Yes. But like there was things that happened where I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
You know what, man? The night was young.
Was it? It was past my bedtime, man.
It was just dumb shit. Nothing crazy, people. Nothing crazy.
Nothing too crazy, but it was enough to fucking stir some shit up a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, yeah. We'll talk about it. How long has it been since we said we'll talk about it on the show?
Oh, fuck. But like, it was a fun night. It was a good night.
It was a good time, dude, because it was just simple.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
I remember, like, comparing to, like, how it was last night to where we were younger. I remember, like...
We were in a minivan.
I call it the Beer Belly Society minivan.
We were in a minivan. That's how the night started.
Yeah. So I started in a minivan. Uh huh. Yeah.
And then we were all like judging each other on what we were wearing.
Yeah. One of us was dressing like a dad. Like, uh-huh. Yeah. So like we called him Pops all night.
All night. And then Ojitos was dressed very stylish.
He was kind of like the hipster. No, a hip professor.
A hip professor,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks stylish, bro. Yeah, like I brown think his shoe. His wife dressed him.
I looked at him and I'm like, that's a good adult dress. Like that is classy. Like cool.
I had a reggae shirt on.
Yeah.
Jeans.
Yeah. And I'm just wearing a graphic tee and jeans. Like always.
Yeah. You know, we got out.
Yeah.
We got it done.
Yeah.
It was a good time though. I really enjoyed it. And then I had to wake up and go to work.
Yeah. Oh, that sucked.
I woke up in the morning a little hungover.
Did you?
Just a bit. I don't get crazy hungover. I woke up and I was like, I felt like a light headache. So I got up, I pounded two water bottles.
Yeah.
And then I laid back down for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I was golden.
Yeah.
I was just dehydrated.
That's the secret. Huh? It's the water. That's the secret.
Yeah, I was just dehydrated, water. Man. Yeah. Pound a couple water bottles, good to go.
I went to a baseball game last year and I tested that out.
Yeah.
Because last time I got hungover before that,
yeah.
It took me 2 days to recover.
2 days?
2 days.
I haven't had a hangover like that in a long time.
That was like in my early 30s. And I remember that night. We started off in like Old Town, San Diego. For those of us that live in San Diego, you'll know where Old Town is. We started off there. And then a group of us kind of splintered away.
Uh-huh.
And went to North Park.
Yeah.
I was mixing whiskey, beer,
tequila. You thought you were a thug life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was thug life because I woke up in my hallway. But I remember all that. So I was like, and then I woke up the next day and I remember going to go see the manager during her lunch break.
Uh-huh.
And I was fucked up. I was hungover. And then the next day, I'm like, what the fuck?
You were still hungover?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't had one of those.
So when I went to this baseball game last year, I'm like, fuck it. With every beer, I'm going to have a cup of water.
It helps.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
For every beer I had a cup of water.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, I was at the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, but you don't get that crazy hangover.
But the next day I had to go to work.
And you were golden, I'm sure.
I was golden.
See?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's the secret, dude. Water.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, but last night, I did not have one beer.
You had what?
I didn't have no beer.
Really?
No beer.
Really? I didn't even notice.
So, like,
you were drinking.
The shit that fucks you up, obviously, the dehydration and the fucking sugar shit and all that shit factors in a hangover. I was just drinking the cocktails, is sugary, whatever, it's rum and all that. But after that, it was straight vodka. I'm sorry, not vodka, but whiskey.
All right.
So
it works for you.
Yeah, whiskey is my shit.
I know.
So like our listeners, when I'm not drinking beer, it's straight whiskey. And I drink that shit neat. Straight.
Tequila.
Yeah,
for me.
Bitch.
Fuck you. I'm a Mexican.
Oh, so am I?
No, you're not.
Nah?
Nah.
Why not?
You're not true Mexican, or you'd be drinking tequila.
Nah, whiskey, man. Whiskey, whiskey's so much. It's so delicious, bro. I caught myself the other day drinking whiskey, and I forgot the name of it. I think Basil Hayden, Hayden Basil, whatever. It's good shit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm drinking that shit like water.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not making no facial expressions or nothing. I'm just, like, gulp. I'm like, oh.
For whatever. I saw your face. You were bitching.
When?
Every time you take a shot, you're like,
oh, boy, motherfucker.
Whatever. I saw you.
Okay. Whiskey with ice.
Oh, fuck you, dude. I need it cold.
You dilute that shit, bro. You got to keep it neat. Keep it straight, bro. Keep the flavor, bro.
You don't even know, okay?
Nah?
No. Put a little bit of ice in it. I like to chill my tequila. If I have it room temperature, I'll throw a shot in a cup of ice and then I pour out the shot so I can take it.
Well, tequila and whiskey are two different things. So like you can never drink, like some people drink tequila and sip it, right? Some people
I can do that.
Mostly like Mexicans that we live in Mexico do that shit. They sip the tequila. But
I was brought up. I had an old person tell me that.
Yeah,
like because I was trying to pound a shot.
Yeah,
and I was still on a younger side, and I had it like I was drinking with an older cat.
Yeah,
and he's like, hey. He's like, taste it. You don't need to just pound it.
Yeah,
and after that, I got into just like sipping my tequila.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference
mm-hmm.
in a sense of it that you can control the way it hits you
mm-hmm.
because you're sipping on it and it's better than just taking a full blown shot
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden you're just wasted.
Yeah.
If you're just sipping on like you're sipping on a beer, you can control it.
Yeah. I would never do that because I'm not a really big tequila person.
But you do it with whiskey.
But I do it with whiskey.
If you take shots of whiskey, you'll get it fucked up real quick. But if you sip on whiskey the whole night, you can control it.
Well, that's when we had that shot over there. We had two shots. We had a shot over there at the speakeasy. We had you and I, and I think it was Ojitos or whatever. Ojitos, a good job friend, had a shot of bourbon. Oh, no, uh-huh. We all had shots. Two tequila shots and two bourbon shots.
Yep.
Our bourbon was good. And then at the cigar place, we had you and I had a shot of Jack.
Uh-huh.
Good whiskey. So, like, Jack, when I order the shots, I mean, being the cheapskate that I am, even though it wasn't my money, uh-huh. I'm like, give me the cheapest shot of whiskey you have. And then he gave me two options.
Yeah.
One of them being Jack, and the other one being Jameson.
I would have rather do Jack, too.
And I'm like, Jameson's good, but I'm like, just, I think a Jack might be a dollar cheaper. Give me a Jack. And then like you taste the difference. Like I was having a Woodford double oak. Shit was delicious. And then when I took that shot of Jack, I'm like, ooh, I can taste the difference.
All right, man. Let's get into our reviews now.
All right. So Groundswell.
Wait. Location.
I'm mentioning the name of the brewery again.
My bad. Go for it.
Groundswell Brewing Company.
Oh, well,
Third Avenue, Chula Vista.
Why are you yelling at me?
Am I yelling?
A little bit. I heard it in your tone.
I didn't know you were a bitch.
Easy tickles.
Yeah. Careful. Tickles is coming out.
If anybody wants to buy our shirts, Tickles, what's it say?
Tickles ain't no bitch.
Tickles ain't no bitch. Yeah. Did good job, friend. Did you really... You get it to grab, what is it, a grabber?
Yeah.
Grabber. Good job, Fred. Grabber on a shirt.
He went to college.
He went to college.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
We meant it to be very grammatically incorrect.
The whole point is that we got D's in high school.
We got D's in high school.
And started our podcast, okay?
So, all right.
He listens, too, so he'll
get it. He listens. He's gonna call us tomorrow.
We're going to text tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to get a text tomorrow. We love you. Thank you for hanging out.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. So, Groundswell, location, what do you rate it?
I'll give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
I'm right there too. Yeah. 4 out of 5. It's a good place. It's central.
Yeah.
Downtown Chula Vista. The place you show up, it feels clean. It looks clean. It's inviting. They got outdoors. They got a lot of outdoor seating in front and the back.
They got a patio front and some shit in the back. Yeah.
Then you got indoor seating, and they got food and everything. So for sure, when they have food, we do a review on the food as well.
Yeah.
So let's do food real quick. All what right. do you rate it? 1 to 5.
3.5.
3.5. Yeah. I'm there too. It wasn't Little Caesars. And I don't know what to compare it to, like a great pizza, but it wasn't the best out there either, but it was solid, in my opinion.
Good, especially for the price, for a large. Yeah. Good bar food.
Yeah, for sure. And the fact that it was hand-tossed.
Yeah.
I like the thin crust. It was just perfectly baked on the bottom.
Yeah.
I like to fold my beer in half. My beer. I like to fold my pizza in half.
Yeah.
If it passes the folding.
Like my dick.
I fold it in half.
Yeah.
And if I can pick it up and like take a bite, you know, like I feel like that's a good pizza.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
All right.
I don't know. That's the way I rate it.
All right.
So for sure. 3.5, you rated pizza?
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with that one.
All right, cool.
What else we got? So we got location. Service. We did pizza. Service.
Yeah.
Service was chill, dude.
Yeah.
I walked in, and it was busy for a Saturday night already. And it was when I walked in a few minutes before you did, and there was a line. So I kind of found a little spot at the bar, you know, and I was just hanging out waiting. And I waited for the line to go down a bit. I get up. I go order the pizza, order a beer. It was real quick. They were very attentive. They gave me really good service as far as they gave me good descriptions of the food, good descriptions of the beer, and I made good choices.
Yeah.
So I am at, personally, a 5.
All right. So I went in. Same shit. Busy.
Uh-huh.
I had to go in line.
Yep.
And the bartender kind of disappeared to do something, whatever, right?
Yeah.
She came back. Plain and simple. What do you want?
Yep.
All right, cool. Here. Boom, boom, boom. Awesome. Cool.
Attentive, though.
Yeah. So that was nice. And, I mean, I'm not picky when it comes to service. And
as long as they pay attention to you.
She was busy as fuck.
There was only two of them working.
I don't think the other one was a bartender, though.
What was the other one doing?
I think maybe like a bar back.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, That's true. Yeah. I never saw her pour nothing.
No. So, dude, I think there was only one bartender. She was the only one.
That's right.
Yeah. So, it was busy as fuck. She was running around everywhere.
She was knocking it out.
Yeah. So, after we calmed down, you decided to ask a couple questions.
Yeah.
And then, for a second, we was kind of like, I want to get her attention, but how do I get her attention? I'm like, well, just raise your hand.
So I raised my hand, and she came right over.
Like a school. Hey. And she came right over, and then he mentioned, like, hey, I was trying to get your attention. I didn't know how, so this guy told me to raise my hand. And she was like, that's how you get my attention.
So she came over.
Yeah, so she came over. So, but after that, she answered our questions. So, like,
basic questions. Yeah. Who, what, where, what.
But she took the time to answer.
That was nice of her.
Yeah, so 5 out of 5.
And they said they've been open since, did we know?
2016, she said.
Something.
2016.
Well, more or less.
Yeah.
And it shows the place is chill.
Yeah. And the beers.
Beers.
Yeah.
Blazing, Blaze and Haze.
Yeah.
What do you rate that?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Really?
Yeah. I think earlier it started like a 3.5, but the more I drank it, it went up to a 4.
So I started with that one from Ventura,
Cali.
Yeah. And that one was really solid, man. I wish you had tried that one. It was really solid. It was almost, it was just really citrus, very, but sweet. It just, the way to describe it, like, it was just on point for me and what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
This one here, in my opinion, the one that I had there was probably just a hair better than this one. And I mean a hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at like a four and a half.
Okay.
For this one.
All right.
So what? And the other one would be like 4.6. A hair. That's it.
The Hubba's a 4.6.
No, this was a 4.5, and the one I tried there was like just one more point.
Okay.
Like half, 4.6.
So what about the Hubba Hubba?
Hubba Hubba. I like this one more, man. Honestly, I rarely give anything a 5, but I'm gonna give it a 5.
Yeah,
because it was a really smooth transition from the hazy to here, and I really want to say that it's just for as strong as it is. It doesn't taste that strong.
No,
it's very deceiving.
Yeah,
for a double, that's why I'm gonna go a 5.
Okay. I'm going to go at 4.5.
And that's higher than you normally give.
Yeah.
For
and,
sure.
And that's for the same reasons why you said it's a double. It's over 8%.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like it's a fucking 8%. Nope. And it doesn't taste like it's a fucking 8%.
Exactly. Trouble.
And it's like what the label says, hoppy, tropical, smooth.
Uh-huh.
It's exactly really what it is. Really smooth. That's basically what it is what it said right there.
Yeah.
So 4.5.
So, people, let's go out to Groundswell, support local business. Let's get out there. Hubba Hubba, I really like it. Blaze and Haze, I really like it.
And it's a perfect spot to bar hop.
I know. They got Three Punks Ale right across the street.
Three Punks is down the across the street.
Across the street.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And there's a bunch of fucking tap houses nearby.
You're in downtown Chula.
Yeah.
It's like three solid blocks of fun.
Yeah. Food and beer.
Yeah. For sure. I was almost going to go across the street and saw a little food cart. It looked like hot dogs, bro. If they were bacon wrap hot dogs, I was so down. I'm just saying. Can you go wrong with bacon wrap hot dogs?
Nah. Well, especially after a night of drinking. You can't go wrong.
But the whole street's full of like food carts, places to drink, club, or even like, would you call them clubs?
I wouldn't call them clubs.
You know, they're places to go dance. And there's a bunch of studios as well, like as far as like halls.
Yeah.
They got Java.
I think there was a quinceañera going on.
Uh-huh. I saw. I was parked right in front of, right across the street from Just Java.
Yeah.
And it looked like a little party. I was like, I was ready to start dancing, bro. I was ready to go in, but they looked like there was a bouncer.
They were checking
invitations. I was about to go in, though. Like,
don't you know who I am? I'm Rob from Beer Belly Society.
Hey, bro, I was parked right in front, and I swear that if there wasn't a bouncer, I probably would have gone in.
Were you?
Yeah. No. You would have been here waiting for me.
Probably.
I would have been dancing.
Yeah.
It was off the hook in there, it looked like.
You probably would have been started dancing bachata.
Hey,
or not bachata, kizumba.
Kizumba's my dance, but bachata, I can fake the funk. Salsa, like I can get you going. I can do some shit. But nothing crazy, just basics.
There was a video that came out years ago, and what the white guy say? He was a white guy at a resort, and it's all about the ripping and the tearing.
The ripping and the tearing.
You remember that one?
No. You got to send it to me.
Oh,
but
shit.
In all reality, when it comes to dancing, the only thing I can recommend, I can tell people that don't dance, is just have fun. If you have fun, the person you're dancing with has fun. That's all that matters.
Hey, this is a video on YouTube.
It's Terrence from BlackBeachWeek.com, and let me tell you, I got a very special guest this time. His name is Rick, and where are you from, Rick?
Arizona.
Arizona. He's been a member of Hedonism 2 for how many years again?
Since 1988.
How many times you say you've been here?
40 times.
40 times. What brings you to Hedonism that many times?
Wild women. The wild women, the ripping and the tearing.
The ripping and the tearing. He's twerking in a Speedo. Bro, that's why you like it. Hey, dude, is that you? That's how you twerk.
Is that how I twerk?
That's how you twerk, bro.
Oh, shit.
I never seen you twerk in a Speedo, though. We might have to make that happen. We could do a side-by-side video. Are you down? Side by side.
Bro, you get a couple of drinks in me?
Bro, you ain't down because I'm the only one in this group.
Yeah.
As much as you work out, you won't go shirtless.
I have gone shirtless.
For the show?
Yeah.
How many times?
I think
not once. Not as many as me?
No.
I don't give a fuck. I put the titties out.
Yeah. You got some titties on you.
Ah, whatever, fool.
Double titties.
Whatever. All right, so we rated location, we rated service, we rated the pizza,
we rated the beer.
Two beers.
Yeah.
Anything else? Are we missing anything?
That's it. The next two episodes, we'll have guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have, officially we have a couple guests. Let's find out. We'll find out on the day of. We'll post them. Yeah. And hopefully you guys like the guest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, one of them is beer related. It's another podcaster.
Uh-huh.
And another one, I'm going to leave that one in my pocket.
Yeah, we'll leave it in the pocket because I think that's going to be a really off the wall topic for us.
Yeah.
It's like something we don't really talk about, but it should be interesting. Yeah. I got a lot of questions for him.
You better write them down, man. I mean, the one coming out, he's, from what I know, smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
So I'm down.
Yeah.
I wanna pick his brain.
Yeah,
I might learn some shit.
Well, I'm gonna have to remind him, like, hey, just to let you know, you're talking to the average students in high school.
The average high school dropouts.
Yeah. Use pictures.
Whatever, man. All right, to another wonderful show.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening. What is it? How do I finish my show? I don't remember how. Thank you for listening to the society.
The ripping and the tearing. Thank you for
joining the society.
The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
The ripping and the tearing. Whatever. Thank you for joining the society.
Bye.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Am I good?
Yeah.
Beer Belly Society. Whenever you're ready, dude, we're ready to roll.
We can knock this bitch out. Fuck the mic again.
No.
There you go.